This is the Who Cares News for Wednesday, March 4th, 2020. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good Morgan.
Happy Hump Day.
Yeah, some random facts for today.
Okay.
The word mafia never used in The Godfather.
Really?
It was part of the deal the producers made with the mafia to get their support for production.
Really?
I don't know how true that is or not.
You have to have the mafia support for production.
I don't
think
the mafia refers to themselves as the mafia. I don't think they ever.
Are they the family?
I doubt they ever say
well,
mafia.
Probably not.
I mean, come on, Sopranos.
That has bad connotations.
House music got its name because it started at a club in Chicago called The Warehouse in 1977. House music. I didn't know that. In America, the Sony Walkman, you remember the Walkman, right?
Oh, yeah, you betcha.
Was originally called the Soundabout. I like Walkman better.
Was that for the cassette tape or the CD?
I think the Walkman actually, was the Walkman always a cassette player or was it? I thought there were some that were just AM FM radios, just a fancy name for transistor radios and you could plug headphones into them. I don't know. You know, the set came with the headphones, the radio. And then, of course, the cassette player.
Man,
the
we disc thought we were all that in a bag of chips, didn't we?
Man, we did. I miss the 80s. I miss them so bad.
I was quite partial to shoulder pads.
Did you have big hair?
I'm a Texan. Enough said.
All right, it's time for the Who Cares News. Let's roll it right along to the 2020s, 40 years later. Oh, my God. What's going on today?
Reports that Meghan Markle is planning to attend the Met Gala on May 4th are untrue.
No, yeah.
According to a royal source.
That would be bad
People
show.
Magazine.
I think that would be bad show.
Well,
what do you
isn't
think?
Bad show for...
right.
All right, so the Duchess is not attending this year's Met Gala in any capacity.
Any capacity.
My apologies to British folks for my bad accent. The source said that.
The source
not
said
the,
that.
Not the apology.
Not
the thing about the Met Gala.
And
yeah. Not
the accent. Yeah.
We know that the gala is one of the toughest tickets to score and attracts everyone from Meryl Streep.
Yep.
To Miss Kardashian.
Yeah.
And it benefits the Metropolitan Museum of Art's Costume Institute in New York City.
Did you know that's what that was? I mean, I never paid any attention. I knew it was the Metropolitan Museum of Art. But I never really paid attention to what the gala was all about.
I
like,
never
yeah,
did either.
It was about fashion, and everybody wears outlandish costumes.
Yeah.
Then at the after parties, they change into other costumes. You know, then you end up with Katy Perry looking like a Whopper.
Yes.
The hamburger.
All right, so the royal couple are splitting.
They're splitting what?
Wait. Their time.
Oh, okay. I see what you did there.
Between the UK
there.
And Canada as they prepare for the official royal exit on March 31st.
Oh, they haven't exited yet? There's still the Duke and Duchess.
We're going to call this the Mexit.
The Mexit. Yes, the Mexit.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're also planning to spend time in the Duchess of Sussex's hometown of Los Angeles this
I would imagine.
They love being in Canada, but they're looking at houses in L.A. too. A person in their circle previously told People.
And probably not with that bad of an accent.
So. Probably not.
No.
So they'll likely have houses in both places.
Okay.
Because I guess they're still going to go to the UK and see folks.
You know what? Here's the deal. Does he like have a like allowance? Does he have a savings account? Does he have a trust fund? They're cutting him off.
He's still in the inheritance
she's
line.
She's got money. She does. I mean, she's not uber rich, but she's
not Harry rich.
No, she's celebrity money.
They can use her income for the fun stuff.
Okay, for the fun stuff, and he'll pay
the bills. So Meghan has a big support system in L.A., including her mother.
You know who else is
but
down
you know
this
what?
Way?
He has a big support system in London.
Well, yeah. And bigger.
It's not all about you, Meghan. Jeez, Mexit.
You know who else is in Southern California?
Halle Berry.
Her daddy.
Yeah.
Not a support.
Isn't he in Mexico?
I don't know. Maybe he is. But he's closer. And maybe he could just show up on her doorstep one day.
Possibly.
Yeah.
And probably.
And bite.
Well,
and bring a camera crew with him from Good Morning America.
And his other
or
daughter.
Or TMZ. He has another daughter. Oh, that's right. The half-sister.
Yeah, the half-sister.
How soon we forget.
She can drive him.
It's all about them. It's all about them. You know who else does a bad British accent? Dick Van Dyke.
Oh, he
took such crap for his accent in Mary Poppins.
His Cockney? No, he's adorable. It's Dick Van Dyke.
60 years of bad times.
Dick Van Dyke and Tom Hanks can do whatever the flip they want.
All right, okay, I'll give you that.
Man, you can't say enough about that, man.
I'd break out in song and start singing Chim Chimney, Chim Chimney, Chim Chim Cherie right now, but I'm afraid.
He'd outdance you.
He could outdance me any day, and certainly, yeah, no, but I mean, we got off on that.
From all indications, it looks as if Jessica Biel and Justin Timberlake are just fine.
Yeah, we didn't talk about this yesterday, but somebody saw her out.
Without her wedding ring. Maybe he was getting cleaned.
Really?
Okay, so naturally, because she had no wedding ring, it caused a ruckus on social media.
Yes. Yes.
Et cetera.
I saw that.
So yesterday was her 38th birthday.
Yes, we knew that too. We wished her happy birthday.
Mr. Hubby Justin posted all sorts of pics showing the couple celebrating and looking so in love.
I think he's still sucking up. I think he's still sucking up from that New Orleans
thing.
He'll
probably always be sucking up if he knows what's good for him.
If he knows what's good for him, right.
He even captioned on it, and he's probably not drinking a lot these days either.
It's like my dad said, pay now or pay later. Hear that, Justin?
But I would imagine Justin doesn't drink much in public anymore.
Yeah, probably not.
Unless he's on a leash.
One of those
little harnesses. A toddler harness.
Take your husband to the bar, but keep him on a toddler harness. I like that. We should see more of that on Instagram. Yeah. I'm ready. Show that in your story.
Celebrate that in your school. All right, so he captioned on Instagram, "Happy birthday to the love of my life. A new adventure every day and a treasure to me.
Yeah, yeah.
I can't wait to share many more of these with you.
Yeah,
thanks for putting up with me when I smell funky after a round of golf or when I smell funky in general. You are the mostest of the mostest, my love.
Justin,
I adore you."
Oh.
And probably he should have wrote, and when I smell funky after some girl's cheap perfume.
I just threw up a little bit in my mouth. All right, well, there you go. We'll go practice our Cockney accent, and maybe we'll...
Step in Time.
Yeah, we'll sing a little round of Step in Time. All right.
The microphones will be off.
Yes, they will. Back tomorrow with more frivolity. Have a great day, and...
That's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.